Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC. Couldn't carry on that way.
Oh, I did some damage. You are listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 1043 The Fan. We are going to go right to the phones. And hopefully patiently waiting from Steamboat Lake is Julie Arrington. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning. I am here.
Good. I'm sorry we got a little late, but we will take plenty of time. Good friend Steve Panaz was getting into some interesting fishing, and I wanted to kind of follow through on it. But speaking of fishing and getting outdoors, you're calling us from a great place. You're from Steamboat Lake. Is that right?
That is correct. And actually, our boat ramp opens today.
Wow. So tell people, you know, for people who don't know, I guess by the name they'll probably guess, but tell them where Steamboat Lake State Park is located and describe the park a little bit.
Yeah, so Steamboat Lake State Park is about 45 minutes north of Steamboat Springs. We're just up Elk River Road or Route County Road 129, about 26 miles. We've got just over a 1,000-acre lake and about 1,100 acres of land, including campgrounds with 188 campsites. We've got a visitor center, hiking trails. We have a concession there that is a marina that provides slips and boat rentals and services. A lot of just different opportunities for outdoor recreation, including biking, horseback riding, nature study, fishing and boating.
Now I want to get to the fishing, and then I know you've got a couple topics you want to spend some time on after that. But before that, what is open there? And you said the boat ramp opens. I know people, are any of the marinas or concessions open? And then when does camping open there?
Great questions. We're just finding that out. So the park has been open for day use this whole time. So shore fishermen have been welcome this whole time. A lot of people are fishing the creeks right now. Willow Creek is doing really well. Mill Creek is doing really well. Before we were able to open the boat ramps to provide boat inspections for aquatic nuisance species, people were getting out on float tubes and kayaks and things like that. But today we are providing boat inspections from 8 to 4, and the boat ramp is open at the marina for that purpose.
And I understand that the fishing is pretty good, and you have a trout fishery. Is that right?
Yes, we do. We are stocked for a variety of trout. We have occasionally a brown and a brookie show up, but mostly it is rainbows and cutthroats.
And people are doing pretty well up there?
They are doing really well. Initially in the creeks, it's great. Springtime is a great time to catch them up there. They are starting to move out as the water moves up. So at the inlets and the creeks, it's doing pretty well. Also down at the dam, which is accessed by Sage Flats, people are catching them in the deep water down there as well.
And then tell me about the camping. When will you be open for camping?
Yeah, so the big news that everybody wants to know about is camping, because we have been closed to camping. Normally, we're in high country, so we would be closed until Memorial Day weekend. With the governor's announcement that camping is going to start reopening, he asked us to work with our counties to make sure that we were working in accordance to what they were trying to do. And so Route County, the county that we are in, did have a lodging ban, which also prohibited camping through May 31st. So the managers of Route County in Route County of the other parks and wildlife areas got together and met with the commissioners and basically provided them enough information that they felt comfortable with us going ahead and being able to open earlier than that. So starting on the 19th, Yampa River State Park and Stagecoach State Park will open to camping. And then at Steamboat Lake and Pearl Lake, Pearl Lake is right next to Steamboat Lake. We are going to open on the 22nd. Again, we're a little bit behind just because of the higher elevation. We're a little bit soggy still. So we're getting things opened up, and we'll be ready for Memorial Day weekend on the 22nd.
Now, that sounds fantastic. Now, with camping opening up across the state, I know there's a topic you want to touch on. Colorado has a very robust bear population, and, you know, that's a good thing. We love the wildlife. We love to observe them, especially from a distance. But we have to be careful when we're out, especially this time of the year when they come out hungry and they're foraging. We have to be really respectful and understand our interaction with bears, don't we?
Absolutely. Yep. And Steamboat area in Rout County is perfect habitat for bears. And so we do need to be mindful of those guys. Focus has been on human health and safety because of the virus issues, which we still want to promote, but we don't want to forget all the good things that we've done for wildlife as well. So when people are coming up to camp, well, first of all, we ask if anyone is feeling ill, please don't come camp with us. Make a reservation for another time. And keep in mind the wildlife issues that we have at the park. So we've been lucky at Steamboat Lake. I say lucky, and also our campers are doing a good job because they do care about our wildlife. Because we haven't had major issues, and we want to keep it that way. But we are in bear country. So things to remember, though, are you want to really keep a clean camp. No food smells. If you're going to be cooking outside, which most people are, make sure you clean up. Don't leave that burned hot dog on the grill from last night. Make sure you bag it up and put it away. Additionally, we have dumpsters located throughout the campgrounds. They have a latch that will prevent bears from getting into them easily. So we ask that everybody, when they're throwing their trash away, to make sure the lid is closed and that latch gets closed behind them. People that are tent camping should also be extra careful to not have anything that smells. That can even be like toothpaste, deodorant, but definitely, you know, don't take a granola bar in there for a snack for later. Make sure that stuff is all packed up appropriately and put in your car.
Well, and people need to understand bears can smell things miles away, 3 to 5 miles. So if you have cherry flavored lip gloss in your tent, they don't know. They just smell cherries. They don't know that it's
exactly
artificial. And you have
right
to be. And it's not only for the sake of people. We don't want people. We want people to be safe, but it's also for the safety of the bears, isn't it?
Definitely. Yeah. People are our number one priority, honestly. But the way we keep people safe is to keep bears away from them. Bears may not even be aggressive. They may not be, you know, trying to hurt people, but they're a big animal with a lot of things that can hurt people on them, like their big teeth and their big claws. So even if a bear doesn't mean to be aggressive and gets too close to a person, they could hurt a person. And we absolutely don't want that to happen. Our primary goal is to protect people.
And then if something does happen, it's fun to watch the bears, but if they become habitually close to people, they have to be euthanized and you're hurting the bear. So you have to certainly don't ever feed one.
Correct. Yeah. And so it does keep the bear safe because, if a bear does become aggressive, yeah, unfortunately, our human safety is our priority. So we have to deal with that bear appropriately. So it keeps bears, safer by keeping them away from people. So they're not going to be habituated to human food. They're not going to be used to being hanging around people. And then it also keeps them how they're intended to be. They're a wild animal. They're supposed to be out in the woods eating natural foods and not diving into dumpsters and eating human foods.
All right, Julie, we are out of time, but you just, you know, we've talked a little bit about Steamboat Lake, but we couldn't do justice to the beauty up there. It's just an incredible part of the state, isn't it?
It is. It's absolutely gorgeous. We're surrounded by the Zirkles, and we've got a beautiful mountain lake. So come up and see us. Make sure you make a reservation. We get very popular, and reservations are required. So cpwshop.com is a great place to look up where you can make those reservations.
Thank you, Julie, and hopefully a lot of people take advantage of your great facility up there.
Yeah, definitely.
That's Julie Arrington from Steamboat Lake. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we're going to switch things up, and we're going to talk about some of the other things Colorado Parks and Wildlife does, and that's endangered species projects. And then we're going to, next hour, we have a ton of fishing and some shooting to talk about. All that coming up on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
Oh. You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.